Kansas, and parts of Missouri.
This week's Pioneer Agronomy Update is near Dorothy, Minnesota. Whitney Pittman has more.
Talking with Pioneer field agronomist Christy Sundin. Tell us what's going on in the field here today. How are things looking in the field right now?
It's extremely varied across my territory. If you hit one of those rain showers, you're on the positive side, but there's been some negatives to the rain showers too because they've been coming really hard and fast. So we've had some cresting issues on that side of the coin, but then I have other pockets that are in dire need of rain. We've got canola fields up in the northeast North Dakota that are so uneven. I've got 4 to 5 leaf canola in the same field as cotyledon canola. And I even have canola fields that are ungerminated for the most part. So we really do need some rains. To be honest with you, if I could pray and wish for one thing, I want a full day, 1 inch nice soaker rain across my entire territory.
So as far as other pressures, insects, weeds, what are we seeing on that front?
For the most part, weeds have been able to stay under control. You know, especially as you get to those drier pockets, the guys are spraying a little bit on the early side because some of the pre's didn't fully activate. So we're doing some spraying there earlier than they would like to see, but for the most part, we're keeping things under control. Insects, I have this bad feeling that we're going to have an insect year. I already got a call from a sales rep in northwest Minnesota that saw some diamondback moth larvae in canola, which that's extremely early for us to be seeing any of that. So that's a little bit concerning because they obviously came up on the winds from the south. So we'll just have to keep a watch out for what's happening in the field as we go forward, but I think insects are going to be a bigger issue this year.
And let's talk this corn stand specifically. What are you seeing here? How does this look? How's it coming?
This one is actually really even. Obviously, there's variation between hybrids. I mean, we note that in our own. We have emergent scores, so we know that some are better than others for emerging. But for the most part, this is really good. Most of my plots have been really good. I have a couple that, again, I have some ungerminated corn. It ended up in dry dirt, and it hasn't germinated yet, so those stand counts are really low.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the update. Again, Christy Sundin joining us here on the Red River Farm Network for Pioneer's Agronomy Update. This week, we are in Dorothy, Minnesota.